Hi everyone, Saint Maid here. This video is brought to you by a donation from Chetan, and here's what he's got to say. Hi Sandman Chetan from the Himalayas again. I've always been the father husband with women that I've dated. I always attract damaged girls with daddy issues. To top that, I was a simp in the past. Lately an ex-girlfriend I had 14 years ago came back looking for me. She had married some criminal Punjabi Sikh guy, but a few months later he left her and his kid without giving them any money and migrated to Canada. There he's married again to some white girl who just loves third world trash. My ex-girlfriend is in debt and wanted my help. I didn't pay her, but I did actually help her get a job. She keeps using her 6-year-old daughter to honey trap me with affection for the child, while the criminal-minded Punjabi Sikh guy is busy conquering the white women in Canada. I feel like a bum for helping the ex-girlfriend. A lot of criminals from India, especially Punjab, have migrated west. They will be joining the Muslim army and grabbing Western women who are going to become the biggest casualties in the culture war. And they kind of brought it upon themselves being promiscuous, unquote. Well, Chetan, thanks for the donation as well as the topic. In case everyone is wondering about the term father-husband, it's kind of like the offshoot of son-husband. For example, when a single mother raises a complete idiot for a son so that he can never leave the nest and has to spend his years looking after his mother the way that a husband would, but without any of the benefits a husband would get, like procreation or sex. Everyone has heard that term in the black community. But the father-husband is something I heard recently, and I'm not sure where, but that one hit me pretty hard. It's a lot less spoken about, and it's when a grown man has a girlfriend or wife that's immature and can't do much for herself, so the man pretty much steps in like her father to help her survive and live a functional life. The worst possible fate for a man is to be both a son-husband and a father-husband. I'm not a son-husband, but in my dull relationships, I got sick and tired of being the father-husband after trying to help two fully grown women mature and function in modern society. So I left. I learned that you can't raise a fully grown woman. Her neural pathways, for the most part, are stuck in their ways. When I was a father-husband, I couldn't keep up with both things, helping her and helping look after myself, which has now become a lot easier, especially since you can't help women that don't want to be helped. But the women that prey on father-husbands prey on empathetic, caring people such as yourself and myself, Chetan. They want to take advantage of our emotional state. But can you really blame them, as they don't really have the skills to survive on their own? As for this idea that you brought up that Canada is letting criminals in from the Southeast Asia, not only is Canada bringing in 1 million immigrants a year, even though we have a housing shortage and declining healthcare quality, as well as standard of life, but I just received some new insights about people coming to Canada from Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, etc. Apparently the government here doesn't accept them into the country if they have a lot of money. It's pure insanity. Instead, it seems they want the poor and low IQ Southeast Asians. The reasons I can think of, besides trying to destabilize or destroy the country and bring about some poor workers' socialist revolution, include the fact that poor people vote for Trudeau, and they also might actually need people to work the manual labor jobs, although most of the people they bring in don't do much. It's really strange, and this was mentioned to me by an Indian woman that had to make herself look poor so the Canadian government would accept her work visa to begin with. I'll discuss more in a moment, but first a word from today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to Indian criminals are welcome to all the Western women in Canada clown world show. Canada doesn't really have a big tech industry like the USA, and I'm guessing that America is poaching the smart people from Punjab. They become an asset for companies like Google and Microsoft, but the poor and uneducated ones seem to be coming to Canada. What kind of asset are they for us? America wants the best and brightest, and Canada gets the worst and dullest people, it seems. If anyone knows more about this situation, then please share in the comments. Chetan asks for your ex-girlfriend, you should feel bad. You're still simping out giving her help finding a job. You should seriously cut her off, but I know it's a hard thing to do when you empathize with her and her status as a single mother. At least you didn't give her direct financial support, and instead only helped her find employment. Chetan, at least you simped halfway. Even though she's out of your life, you're still in some ways helping her the way a father might. Her former lover that's in Canada now chasing the white women, I don't blame him. Canadian women can be a lot quieter than Indian women from my experience, and a lot less opinionated and passive, especially if they have daddy issues that coincide with the fear of abandonment. It's like women with daddy issues are looking for a father husband to help heal the old wounds they received by not getting enough attention from their fathers when they were growing up. It seems to be what Arthur Schopenhauer described with regards to his will to live, where you find the thing in your partner subconsciously that you're missing in your own personality, and it helps you heal childhood traumas so that you have a much better chance of raising good offspring. Chetan, that woman didn't end up with you. I don't know who dumped who, but if she dumped you, maybe her instincts were telling her that she needed a man that was crueler in some ways. Maybe she found a man she was hoping wouldn't abandon her, but he still did. As for the recent political tensions between India and Canada, Canadians are banned from traveling to India now, while Indians are still allowed to fly into the country in record numbers. India is probably more than happy to send out its impoverished people to the West, especially if some of them are criminals and troublemakers. Canada seems to be happy to have even more people in the country to make the economy look like it's growing, when it's just nominal GDP growth. The per capita GDP has been declining for many years now. Plus, Canada has to keep its real estate bubble from blowing up while simultaneously inflating it. Plus, the Southeast Asian guys impregnate some of the white women here and bring their cultural enrichment, as well as higher fertility rates. Contrary to popular belief, I'm not racist toward Indians. Some of my favorite Bitcoiners include British HODL, Four Flies, and Raw Paul, and they're all Indian. I'm just like you, Chetan, and don't like most low IQ people that come in and call me all the time on the phone trying to scam me out of my money. Or you hear many Indian people pretending to be the Canada Revenue Agency, our version of the IRS, saying that I owe money to the government, and that they will take that money out of my bank account if I don't pay my taxes owing. If you end up bringing low IQ people into your country or poor people, they will do whatever they can to destroy the trust in your soy society so they can make a few bucks so they can survive. As for Indians being with Canadian women, it's true, Canadian women will be the biggest losers. Most of them will stay in Canada as things get progressively worse, especially if the population becomes 30 or 40% Southeast Asian in the next decade or two. Women tend to stay where their friends and family are, and don't generally migrate away. The white chads might start moving to places like Hungary, Poland, or even Russia, as the West starts to deteriorate. It was interesting not seeing any Indians in Hungary except for a couple of tourists. At some point, Westerners are going to push back. Look at what happened in Ireland. The people there seem to have had enough of a cultural enrichment being foisted upon them. Canadians are way too polite to fight back, and many of us will just take our assets and leave one day. If you destroy what little is left of the Canadian identity, then people here won't be connected to it and will be more likely to leave. The weather is terrible, and if it becomes unsafe and impossible to join the middle classes here because of the horrible economy, many Canadians, myself included, will leave. With the immigration rate, taxes will have to go up in the long run in Toronto, or it'll go bankrupt. At some point, our $5,000 a year single-family home property tax will have to be raised beyond $5,000, maybe 10 or 15. It's probably going to end as bad as Chicago at one point. Remember that house from the original Home Alone movie? Well, its taxes went up to $50,000 a year to the city of Chicago over the last year or so. People can't afford to live there anymore, and I'm even hearing tons of stories from Indians on YouTube saying just how bad it is to come to Canada, and they wouldn't actually have come here if they knew how bad it was. There are even channels with videos teaching people how to get free food from the food banks, which are primarily used by people who can't afford it. You know, the abuse of that system won't stop, but eventually the whole program will have to get shut down because of the freeloaders. Then homelessness will ramp up as people will have to choose between heating and eating. Again, Canadians that can afford to leave and have opportunities elsewhere will leave. Viktor Orban in Hungary won't let mass migration wreck his country, and you'll see more countries start to join him when they see how bad other countries are getting. The Canadian women won't complain so long as they have Raj and he sticks his Taj inside of them. If you don't get married or into a long-term relationship, then you'll never be a father-husband. If you move a long way from your mother, you'll never end up being a son-husband either. And Chetan, stop being that woman's simp. Throw her and her love child to the metaphorical monetary wolves. And next time she asks for more money. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Chetan for the donation as well as the topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that Rajas from India are smashing Canadian women in the Canadian system up at Schwing Schwang. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, Mink.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. and I won't rush out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the Canadian women from following me when I eventually move away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.